that these were exposed even to the gums, and stood out, white and long. It is quite possible that Aschenbach, in his half-distracted, half-inquisitive examination of the stranger, had been somewhat inconsiderate, for he suddenly became aware that his look was being answered, and indeed so militantly, so straight in the eye, so plainly with the intention of driving the thing through to the very end and compelling him to capitulate, that he turned away uncomfortably and began walking along by the fences, deciding casually that he would pay no further attention to the man. The next minute, he had forgotten him. But perhaps the exotic element in the stranger's appearance had worked on his imagination, or a new physical or spiritual influence of some sort had come into play. He was quite astonished to note a peculiar inner expansion, a kind of roving unrest, a youthful longing after far-off places, a feeling so vivid, so new, or so long dormant and neglected, that with his hands behind his back and his eyes on the ground, he came to a sudden stop and examined into the nature and purport of this emotion.